Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, hello to all you folks across the country and around the world. My name is Dr. Brown. Some people call me Showtime, but I've also been called a lot worse. I'm delighted to be here speaking to you folks that have taken out your time, and some of y'all are not listening to it live right now, and that's okay too, because you guys pick it up, seems to be on your schedule. I guess that's the power of internet radio, and people always wonder, oh, well, what's this internet radio? You know, I don't get it right. And I did a blog today over in, I think it was another catch, I can't remember which one it was, but it talked about how America sleeps on its watch. And it was interesting that I reminded them that the first time that I was aware of America sleeping on its watch was in 1942, when they had been threatened by the Chinese people time after time after time. But the arrogance was, oh, those little bitty people, they're not going to be too much of a threat to us. And while they were sleeping, they were waking up to the little bitty giant that came in, bombed. I think they had destroyed 6 ships and 4 we got an aircraft carrier. It was bad because they slept. And guess what? America's sleeping on this internet radio again, too. But I'm not, because we have already established an online school. We're reaching out to help a lot of the businesses around the world be able to promote their products, goods, and services for less than a cup of coffee. So our sponsor is Flashback Academy, and you need to go find out what that's about, okay? Now, let's get on with our show. However, I gotta say, you gotta say welcome to our host, Dr. Rev. And I just put it all together because the lady wears so many titles. The bottom line is it's about where her heart comes from versus what tag that you want to put on folks. Say hello to your audience. How are you?
Absolutely.
Good.
Hi.
Well, it's great to be talking to you. Glad that you're on. And the switchboard is already lighting up. I see some other folks that came in from a, I don't even know what 714 is. But good. Glad to have you on there. And if you decide to ask a question in about 10 minutes before it's over, we're going to go ahead and do that. But let's dig off into the show, because we noticed that it goes by quick. And so the first thing that we really want to talk about is this thing called charity. And here are the questions that we're going to have. What is giving? I know it sounds silly, but what's common to some people ain't common to another. So what is this thing charity or giving?
In one word, the answer is love.
Okay.
If you look at the Bible, you know, everybody knows love is kind, love is pure, love thinks the best of the other person, love is generous and patient and all these different things. Well, it says the exact same thing about charity. Charity is this, charity is that, charity is everything. And it all boils down to what Christ said, to treat your neighbor as yourself and to love one another. Everything comes down to love and treating other people like you want to be treated.
Oh, this really helps, because it hits to my next question, which is giving, is that godly? And I think you're already answering that. But what I really want to do is now go into the fact that some people give, but I strongly believe that that agenda is not necessarily godly, because sometimes when I have given, I actually feel as though I have been burned. Can you address that?
Absolutely. And let me tell you that actually in the Bible, Jesus, you know, God knew the mankind very well and womankind very well when he gave us the Ten Commandments. He knew we would murder and steal and covet our neighbors' wives and husbands. And, you know, there's a lot of rest. And one of the things that Jesus says in Matthew 7, and this has to directly do with your question, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, So not only just because you say you're a Christian are you going to enter the kingdom of heaven, but also if you say you're a Christian and you're doing the work of the Lord and you're receiving things from other Christians, you're not necessarily going to enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven, Jesus says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Because Christ is the judge. He can see the heart and the intentions. We can't. When we give, we have to bless our money before we give it. And give it to God, not to man. And let God take care of it.
Okay, so yes. let me break this down to my common thinking, because you went real deep on me, which I expected you to do. In other words, get from your heart. So the person who is given, if you got an agenda, then you tripping already, okay? And it's
Absolutely. Not
in alignment with what the word is saying. So, okay, so you got to get right. So for me to feel burned, let's say, for example, there was a homeless person who said, hey, brother, can you spare a dime? I want to get something to eat. And we turn around and he goes into the liquor store and he buys some booze. Now, I'm bent out of shape because he bought booze. When the reality was, I had been looking at whatever my heart and my intention was. And what he did was on his end with God, because everybody got to answer. Don't you think?
Right. On the one hand, you can say, now, you and I have been in the streets, and we've been around a lot of human homeless people. And we know that a lot of homeless people either have mental health issues or alcoholism or drug addictions, and we definitely don't want to feed into that. So we can bring a lot of common sense into this equation in this specific scenario, which is what the same picture that many, many people bring up. In those cases, I like to keep food in my car. I'm hand and a bottle of water. For on a hot summer day. And instead of giving money, if they're hungry, I'll give them food. I'll carry apples and almonds and water. And if I'm on the sidewalk and they're asking me for food, I'll say, let's go in here. I can tell me what you want on the menu and I'll order for you and I'll bring it to you. And if they say, no, never mind, I'm not hungry, then I know that they did not have good intentions and I will let them be the one to walk away.
Whoa, now that's a good way to go at it. Okay. So that's just in case I happen to be on one and be worried about what they're going to do instead of sometimes focus on what I am doing. Okay. And that may be a good idea for a lot of the listeners out there who also go through the same thing. I just happen to put it out there and admit it. I sometimes don't
it's
feel
a
good
great,
about it. But bring
it's a con.
Just in case. I like that one. Okay. Now, let's go to this other one. Now, when people receive a gift, is there something spiritual that should happen on their end? Let's say they really are hungry, and you went into the store and you bought them a food or a Subway or whatever the case might be, and you gave it to them. Is there something magical that's supposed to happen there?
There is definitely something spiritual, and we could call it magic in God's kingdom in his realm. If we look at a chapter and verse that almost nobody has ever heard any preacher ever give a sermon on, it is what I like to base my ministry on, James 1:27. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 27. And it's God's definition of pure religion. Pure and undefiled religion. It means this uncontaminated religion before God the Father, according to God the Father, is this. All right? We're about to say something and there's no confusion, right? We're not confused. We know what we're about to say is what God says pure religion is. This. to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted or uncorrupted from the world.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. That is religion. It's twofold. See, you not only, if you look at Christ, everybody knows Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 40 says, the king says, truly I say to you, if you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me. Right? If you did it to them, you did it to me. If you fed the homeless man, you fed me. What if God was one of us? What if Jesus was one of us? And look at the other flip side of the coin, because we also have to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Matthew 25, verse 45, only five verses away from that. A lot of people don't know this. Christ himself is still talking and says, truly I say to you again, to the extent, again, he says that you did not do it to one of these, least of these, you did not do it to me. So a perfect example of that, of this dichotomy, is the Christians who say, I already gave charity at my church, and they already give to the homeless. And they already give to the missionaries and the poor children in Africa. And we can't feed everyone in Africa anyway. There's always going to be the poor. Well, I don't see anywhere in the Bible that says just to give to one place. I see God saying to give orphans, plural, not singular. It's more than one orphan. And widows, plural, again, one, but more than one. In their trouble, to help them in their trouble, to be a human being, to be nice, to be loving, and to remain uncorrupted from the world. Forget about your car and your house and those gold this and that, you know, that you could trade in for an entire missionary orphanage house in Nigeria. You know?
Wow.
Okay. Do the right thing and don't do the wrong thing. And God will see you and know your heart. And Christ at the judgment day will say, oh, you're one of the real ones. I remember you. I know you. Whereas the other big long line of quote unquote Christians that give a bad reputation for all the other Christians, he'll say to this long line, oh, you know, I never heard you say hell was hot. I never heard you say hell, people are going to go to hell if they don't accept me or what I did for you. And you didn't even feed the poor. And I was that man. And I never knew you. Go. Depart from me. Not just I never knew you. Not just I'm going to turn my back on you. Not just get out of here. He says, depart from me. Like, get the heck out of here. Like, he's, get away from me. I never knew you. You're not the real thing. You're a pretend.
And haven't
we
seen
we
a lot of those
up.
Before? Wow. You know, sometimes I anticipate and wait for the closing monologue, but I think you're doing so well now with putting things actually in perspective. In other words, you're saying that there is a responsibility one has for giving. It's not just giving and thinking that you paid your way into heaven or into God's good grace, because I don't think that God is impressed with one's money. Okay, or stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that you got your money by yourself without God's help? Or do you think it's God's money anyway? And he blessed you with it anyway.
Exactly.
What makes you think that it's yours? Just like your health. Do you think you you somehow magically made yourself healthy?
No,
God
don't
gives
have
you
those skills.
Yeah, I mean, God's in charge, man. You cannot look at a man for anything, any leadership. You have to look at God as your standard.
Wow.
And we have to keep our eyes off of other people and stop comparing ourselves to them and live for God and His eyes only.
Because it ain't about the Joneses, it's about God. And with that, keeping the eye on the prize, I need to do another quick commercial. Hopefully you folks will just kind of stand by just here for a second, because our show is not only brought to you by Flashback Academy. Go and find out what that is all about, because I think you folks will be pleasantly surprised. We do some things that obviously other people don't do, and that's okay, because we all have special, unique gifts. It's also brought to you by a nonprofit organization called GRC, Connecting Communities. We work with families and youth and in the community to help make people and our communities whole. No, we're not running for president, because I don't think God's too impressed with the political arena anyway. God's got his own thing going, and that's the one that we need to follow in. You know, if we just paid attention to God's laws, we wouldn't have to make up anything called man's laws. We'll be discussing that at another time. But go to GRC and find out how you can give and donate, because I will tell you, if you donate just to these big organizations, because they're the most popular ones, you would be surprised how top-heavy. I will go with the police department and the fire department in particular. There are people that go out and raise money on their behalf because people have a warm, fuzzy feeling. We really need the police and we really need the fire department. Absolutely. Imagine a day without the police or without the fire department. You know how that would turn out. However, do you realize that they only have to give to the fire department 10% of what they get? Okay? That's ridiculous. That means the rest of it goes into lining other people's pockets. You start looking at some of these smaller nonprofit community-based organizations. Those are the ones who scrape for a penny just to keep the doors open. And a lot of us give out of our pocket, our retirement money, and everything else to try to help other people. So when you hear about Flashback Academy, it is the brainchild of GRC and Connected Communities, a nonprofit. We are going to get our young people off the street, veterans, those that are disabled. And that will be a community of functioning people, because we're going to hone in on the special, unique skill and gift that God has given each one of them to teach them not only some life skills, but a marketable trait. Why do you guys think I'm doing this internet radio? Because I like hearing my voice? No. However, my co-host, you know, can really, you know, take it up a notch. Okay, which we really appreciate. But this is a pilot project to be able to show that there are jobs that we have people that are behind the scenes, literally right now, who manage my switchboard for me to tell me, hey, I have so many people on call, and then they also answer a lot of these blogs and emails. Okay, a couple of them can't walk, and we got another guy. He's got such an anger management issue, it's ridiculous, but we know what to do with him. He goes out and makes deliveries for us, okay? We keep him out the office. But nevertheless, everybody's got a tool, okay, and a skill. And he picks up people and transports them when we need it, but he just needs to be needed, and which he really is. So Flashback has a whole lot more than that, but when you talk about charity and giving, that is the place that you need to go to, okay? And for the life of me, we just started into a crowdfunding program, and I don't know where that is right now, and my assistant doesn't either. So you guys can either we do have a PayPal account. I can give you that one, which is flashbks@gmail.com. That's all they want is your email, and then you kind of go from there. And it's tax-deductible. You can send you a donor form for whatever it is that you give, because we need a whole lot more than just money, believe me, okay? The blankets, food, clothes, shelter, you know. If you realize that if we had one of these convalescent homes that have been abandoned, or even the hotels where they used to sell crack out of there and do all that other nonsense, we could take that over and actually turn it into something better than all of that. And some people say, well, you don't want that because it's been painted. No, it's what we do with it. Because if you look into your wallet, you're looking, probably find a few dollars. But you don't know where those dollars get worth until they got to you. And it's about what you're going to do with it from there. So All right, enough of my bandwagon there. We're going to get back up into our show because, oh, God, our co-host is really on fire now. I'm going to do our word game because we haven't done that in a while before she does a closing monologue. Rev, I'm going to say a word, and I'd like for you to give me a one-word response, okay? You folks out there,
okay,
write down your answer to whatever it is that I'm going to throw at you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The first word that I'm going to throw at you is called me.
You.
Okay. Us.
Harmony.
Community.
Togetherness.
Politics.
Attempts.
Nations.
Wonderful.
Our planet.
Beautiful.
Our universe.
Fantastic.
Wow. One of these days I'll show you the comparison of some of the other people and what their answers were. And you audience, it's interesting as you hear what Doc Rev has had to say. You want to take a look at what your answers were. If you notice, there was a trend in what I did. I started with the one individual, and it blossomed into a lot of other things because all of the things that I shared with you, we are all a part of all of it. You know,
Amen.
In the United States, we have a pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation. Yeah, get this one. Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Yes.
And I lost the rhythm of it because that's how I remembered it. With liberty and justice for all. So this word that I heard was one nation under God. I think they were alluding to this one. But when I stated it to you and I went from politics and said trying, okay. And then when I went to our nation, that's when it hit me, one nation under God. Well, all of these nations, we know that there was a place that, long ago, it was called Pangaea, where all of the continents were supposedly connected. Well, just because there's been a band of water, we are still connected. And that's another reason why we're doing this internet radio thing, because we're touching people all over the world. I was so delighted to hear that they were probably 11 or 12 people who decided that they were going to join us just this morning, and they're all from South America, and they have to hit an interpret button just to kind of keep up with what I'm saying sometimes. But, and on the flip side, I'm doing it too. So look at the shrinking world, how we're making an effort to communicate and share issues. And guess what? We can eradicate homelessness if we wanted to. There's a saying that we don't have enough land here in America. Well, I've flown on a few planes. That's a whole lot of land, okay? But if we had one wish or dream or prayer that we would love for God to answer, and we know he's not deaf, he hears us, what would yours be?
That's a great question. My wish would be for everyone to love everyone. Just spread the love.
Okay.
If we had love, and if we considered everything, even the madman on the phone or angry people, it's all a cry for love.
Wow.
They're just hurting. They're just hurting.
As a psychiatrist, I've talked to a lot of people, and that's the bottom line. People are in pain, and sometimes they're confused, which creates even more pain. And that antidote, which is a free subscription, okay, but
Yeah.
A lot of people are not prepared to receive it because of their conflict. I do need to ask you one quick question. I'm going to get that out of the way. I do contracts with people from time to time. I mean, our agency's all over the place, whatever support we need. So a young man approached me the other day, and he said, I'd like for you to help me open up an LGBT home. For those of you who don't recognize that, those initials, that is a home for gays and lesbians or people who want to be homosexuals. And he wanted to have it for children. And as I continued to talk to him, the more and more I had reminded him, I'm not coming here in agreement. I'm coming here to meet you so that you can tell me why. And then I got to back off and let the Spirit guide me to see if that's something that will help or hurt. We didn't get through it.
Right.
One, the guy was all over the place, and his reason became so clear, although he didn't say it. He wanted to create a nation of just young people who would not necessarily embrace God. He never brought even the word up, but he just wanted to embrace and glorify just being homosexual. Can you shed some light on that just briefly? If we talk about giving,
sure.
Because, yeah, I couldn't do that one because of the person, not because of what
right.
you want. Yeah.
Right. You know, the topic of homosexuality, and as a doctor, I'm used to talking about lots of different things very candidly, so I have no trouble talking about it. The great thing about the topic of homosexuality is that it is mentioned many, many, many times in the Bible. And we don't have to worry about what God thinks about it or wonders about it. Whereas something like masturbation is not mentioned in the Bible. And so we really exactly don't know. So leaving that aside, let's go back to homosexuality. And it is an abomination to God. He is the creator. If that's what he says it is to him, then who are we, the creation, to question him? But at the same time, does Jesus love them too? Yes, just like he loves us. We can't classify them as an ethnic or a group to hate. That's absolutely wrong and unethical, even on a non-religious basis, just on a humanity level. These people are still human beings. But we cannot create an alternate world. We have to keep the world the way God made it.
Yeah, okay.
Because, I'm sorry, but he made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And I'm sorry, that's God's way, not my way. I'm just saying what God did. He's God. I'm not going to question him. Who am
well,
I to question
I
him? I'm not...
You hit it on the nose. And since our topic was centered around giving, as you can see, I'm ending it on a note of giving because my discomfort was with the person and his agenda for opening the home, but not for the kids who have been abused or going through whatever they're going through. So I think the
exactly.
message is, who are we? We don't have the luxury of, well, I'll help him or her because they're green, purple, tall, skinny, fat. It is
right.
our responsibility to do what we know is right within the divine order of God's grace, and then we continue to move forward. Now, I did go and try to find someone who would be assigned to help oversee his project and to make sure that it has a certain level of protection. Not that just because he's a homosexual, he's a rapist or anything. That's ridiculous, okay? It's just his head wasn't right. So, the giving, I thank you. They are going to close us out. I just got the signal that 30 seconds left, and let me just be quiet and let you just close us out.
Hey, you know what? There's something that I think really needs to be said tonight, and that is that none of us are any better than anybody else. We're all the same. We're all human beings. And there's only one maker, one creator, and we are subservient to him. There's a hierarchy, just like there's a parent and